This is the Indiana Soccer Network Around the State Daily Update. Here's your host, Dustin Fuller.
Good Thursday and welcome to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. This is going to be kind of an abbreviated edition of the updates. We're going to do high school first. We will not be previewing anything today because we previewed things yesterday and Mother Nature's heat has kind of caused a little havoc with the schedule. So what we will tell you, this is something we've been tweeting or putting on X. I think that's the term these days. It's just putting it on X. And make sure that the game you're going to, if you're going to a game today, make sure the game is happening. Make sure it isn't delayed because a lot of times the games are being delayed. Then also, too, if you're going to a game, it's going to be hot. Make sure you are drinking plenty of fluids because last thing you want to do is have a heat stroke or deal with some heat exhaustion. So without more delay, let's start off with high school girls soccer.
High school girls.
And we're going to look at the top 20 scoreboards starting off in Class 3A. Number 1, Hamilton Southeastern knocks off number 20, Avon 4-1. 4, the Royal Sydney May scored a pair of goals in the win. 3, Carlisle scores Avon's only goal. The Royal 6-0. Orioles of Avon 5-3. Number 4, Center Grove defeats North Central of Indianapolis 4-2. Trojans 4-0 on the season. Panthers slipped to 3-2. Number 5, Westfield, the Shamrocks, blank Zionsville 6-0. Sophie Croft led the Shamrock attack with a pair of goals. Westfield now 5-0. Zionsville slips to 4-1-1. Noblesville and Fishers played 1-1-1 draw. The Millers 3-1-2 to start the season, while the Tigers are 0-2-2. Number 13, Lawrenceburg knocks off Franklin County 7-0. Tigers with the win improved to 5-1, while Franklin County suffers their first defeat of the season. They're now 4-1. Number 15, Bloomington South knocks off Terre Haute North 8-0. For the Panthers, they're now 2-2-2 on the season. The Patriots now 1-5-1. In Class 2A, Park Tudor, number 4 in the poll this week, improved to 4-2 on the season, or 4-1-2 make that on the season, as the Panthers defeated Franklin Central 2-0. The Flashes with the loss fall to 3-5. Number 7, Belmont falls to Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran 3-1. Concordia Lutheran now 5-2. Belmont with the defeat slips to 2-5-1. Number 12, Tri-West downs Beech Grove 11-2. Caden Steffi scores 3 goals. She's currently sitting at 14 goals on the season. Jordan Peters also had 2 goals and had 2 assists. Riley Richardson scored a pair of goals. Bruins now 5-1. The Hornets fall to 4-3. West Lafayette, number 15 in the poll, blanks Lafayette Central Catholic 9-0. Red Devils 4-0-1 on the year. Central Catholic 0-4. In Class 1A, Triton Central, number 19, defeats number 14 Monrovia 2-1. Tigers now 4-3. Bulldogs slip to 2-3. Other girls' soccer matchups from Wednesday that were played. Evansville Rhines over Evansville Bossy 9-0. Lebanon over Crawfordsville. Actually, check that. Lebanon and Crawfordsville play to a 1-1 draw. Tri-Central 2, Wapahani 1. Vincent's Lincoln over West Vigo 5-3. Wood Memorial over North Knox 7-1. Speedway blanks Indian Creek 1-0. Plainfield all over Mooresville 10-1. Greenwood shuts out Shelbyville 2-0. Greenfield Central over Pendleton Heights in a close one 2-1. Lawrence Central over Warren Central 6-1. Hamilton Heights over University 9-0. DeKalb over Fort Wayne Snyder 2-1. And Bloomington North blanks Martinsville by a final of 4-0.
High school boys.
On the boys' side, not much to talk about. Number 19, Chesterton, upsets number 4, Valparaiso, 3-1 in a battle of previously unbeaten teams. Chesterton remains unbeaten at 6-0. Valpo falls to 6-1. Number 17, Lake Central improves to 3-1 in the season as the Indians blank Michigan City. Actually, they defeat Michigan City 3-1. The Wolves, with the loss, fall to 0-6. In Class 2A, South Bend Adams plays Mishawaka Marion, number 3 in the poll, to 2-2 in regulation. Though through extra time, Mishawaka Marion pulls out the win in PKs 7-6. The Knights remain unbeaten at 5-0. South Bend Adams slips to 5-2. Number 5, Ileana Christian and Andrean also played tooth and nail through regulation and extra time. The Vikings take down the 59ers 3-1 in PKs. Ileana Christian 5-2. Andrean falls for the first time this season. They're now 6-1. Number 14, South Bend St. Joseph defeats New Prairie 7-0. Following that match, both teams 3-3 on the season. Other boys high school scores. Crown Point over Portage 2-0. LaPorte over Maryville 3-0. Counts over Culver Community 6-3. Lowell over Hobart 3-2. De La Salle and Hammond Bishop Knoll play to a 2-2 draw. Evansville Wrights blanks Evansville Bossy 7-0. And Muncie Burris and Muncie Central play to a 4-4 draw. We will take a look at what took place in college soccer when we get back. This is the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Are you looking for a career where every day is different? Ilan Media is looking for an outgoing, motivated marketing representative to help local businesses grow through radio, digital marketing, social media, podcasts, and more. If you enjoy meeting with people, building relationships, and making a difference in your community, we want to hear from you. Email me, dustin.fuller@myilanmedia.com. If you've got sales or marketing experience, that's a plus, but we're willing to train you as well. Ilan Media and Entertainment is an equal opportunity employer. Welcome back to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Time now to talk college men's and women's soccer. We're going to start off with the NAIA polls that were just released on Wednesday. Indiana Tech is ranked third in the latest NAIA men's poll, as they are, as mentioned, number 3. Tech 3-1 on the season with 2 wins against preseason top 25 teams. Keeper Alan Fleischer has posted 3 early clean sheets on the season. Despite the 1-1-2 start, Bethel is ranked 13th in the first poll of the regular season. Indiana Wesleyan up 3 spots to number 16. Grace fell a spot to 23rd. Holy Cross did receive votes this week, but did not make the poll. On to the women's side. Marion is 4th and literally shot the lights out so far this season, as the Knights have put in 16 goals, had 37 shots on goal, and have taken 60 shots so far in the season in the early going. The Knights 3-0-1 on the season. They're embarking on a string of 3 straight road matches. Indiana Wesleyan, 5th in the poll at 4-0-0 on the season. Wildcats moved up 6 spots to claim the top 5 spot. They have scored 12 goals over 4 matches, but have yet to allow a goal. Avery Slade has only seen 10 shots against her all season, making all 10 stops. Grace College up 4 spots to 12th at 2-0-1 in the season, and Taylor dropped 3 spots to 17th. They're currently 2-0-1.
College men.
All right, moving on to college men's soccer action that took place on Wednesday. Manchester went on the road to Defiance and picked up a win over Defiance College. This was Tuesday night, 2-1. After a scoreless opening half, the Spartans broke through in the 54th minute as Fola Afalayman scored his first goal of the season on an assist from Alan Galvez, giving Manchester a 1-0 lead. Spartans doubled that advantage in the 68th minute. Quinton Taylor found the back of the net, while Galvez picked up his second assist of the night, making it 2-0. Defiance answered in the 74th minute with Henrik Wozniak converting a PK, cutting the Manchester lead to 2-1, but the Spartans held on from there to secure the win. Manchester goalie Will Martin finished with 5 saves. Spartans put 6 of their 7 shots on goal, while Defiance finished with 9 total shots, 6 of those on frame. Manchester back in action tomorrow night against Division 1 Purdue Fort Wayne. That's a scheduled 7 p.m. kick in Fort Wayne. In other college men's soccer action that we could talk about from Wednesday, IU Indianapolis earned their 3rd consecutive 1-0 shutout as they shut down Southern Indiana at Strasburg Field. The only goal came at the 29-13 mark when Jose Antonio Herrera converted a PK for his 2nd goal of the season. From there, the Jags leaned on keeper Peter Field, who played all 90 minutes and made 5 saves to preserve the clean sheet. Southern Indiana actually outshot IUND 14-9 and held a 12-2 advantage in quarters, but could not find an equalizer. USI goalie Jacob English was excellent despite the loss, making 7 saves while only allowing the PK. As IUND now 3-1, USI is 0-1-2. In Findlay, Ohio, UND suffered their 1st loss of the season, falling to host Findlay 1-0. The decisive goal came in the 17th minute when Carson Oberski scored his 1st goal of the season for the Oilers. UND generated 5 shots but could not beat the Findlay defense. Eric Engstrom had the Greyhounds' 1st shot on target in the 16th minute. Alejandro Zuniga also created a 2nd half opportunity, but UND could not find the equalizer. Greyhounds now 1-1-1 on the season. Findlay is now 3-0-0.
College women.
Biggest performance on the women's side came from number 5 Indiana Wesleyan. They were made perfect. A dominant 5-0 win over Rochester College in Michigan. Wildcats wasted no time getting the party started. At the 10:49 mark, Alyssa Hammond scored off an assist from Dylan Gomez. At 18:11, Aaliyah Denton doubled that lead with Hammond providing the assist. Indiana Wesleyan came out of halftime and almost struck immediately. 37 seconds, in fact, into the 2nd half. Caitlin Vander Ark made it 3-0 off an assist from Sam Anderson. At 64:13, Avery Williams scored her 1st goal of the season. And then at 67:39, Williams set up freshman Brina Ireland, who scored the 1st goal of her collegiate career. Indiana Wesleyan finished with a massive 38-3. That is not a typo. 38-3 advantage in shots, putting 18 attempts on goal. Keeper Avery Sluice completed the shutout with 3 saves. So Indiana Wesleyan continues their dominance on the pitch. This time a 5-0 win. And through 4 matches, no goals allowed. So congrats to Indiana Wesleyan on the win. And as mentioned, a lot of heat and humidity has caused issues. Now, what defines that on the high school side? I don't know what it does on the college side. They use what's called the wet bulb globe temperature, and basically measures the heat and the heat index with humidity. So if at any point in high school, if the heat index is above 105, they will not allow action to take place on the field. So that being said, there are games that may be canceled or postponed due to Mother Nature. If you're going to a game today, make sure you know what time the game is scheduled for and make sure the game is on schedule and not delayed, because there's a chance that games can be delayed because of the temperature. So just a heads up, many of the high schools and colleges here are on X or on Facebook or on social media. They will post those updates once they know. Until tomorrow, I'm Dustin Fuller with the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Have yourself a good Thursday.
Join us Monday through Saturday for daily updates on what's going on throughout the state of Indiana on the pitch. This is Indiana Soccer Network.